Time for Joe's Need to Know News. IHOP will be giving away free short stacks for the original buttermilk pancakes today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Pork chop. Wait, do you like pancakes, Alex?
Love.
Okay, guys, let's grab lunch today on me. You guys want it? No, usually you go, there's a long line, but there's a good reason why.
There will be a long line.
If you didn't know about this, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., donations of all sizes will be collected throughout the day, and then IHOP hopes to raise $4 million. Incredible.
Wow.
The annual event raises money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and Shriners Hospital for Children. So three great charities that they're taking a part in right there. And you get pancakes. Just donate a couple of bucks. I mean, don't be a cheapskate. You're helping out charity. I think that's awesome.
Help out charity. Find yourself a lumbersexual.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. I was just listening to a podcast about lumbersexuals.
Wait, are those allowed in IHOP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They live in IHOP, basically.
Pretty much.
Hey, I'm a lumbersexual. Two brothers prank their dad for his birthday, and this is awesome. They put his picture up on a billboard in Atlantic City along with his phone number. Yes, his real phone number. And a message that says, "Wish my dad happy birthday." So now he's getting hundreds of calls and texts a day. Here he is talking about how it's been.
Crazy. I'm averaging a text a minute.
Whoa.
I'm getting... there you go. You can hear it there. I'm getting phone calls, maybe 25 an hour, even more. I've heard from Nepal, Nairobi, Kenya, the Philippines, Canada, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, you name it, Luxembourg, Germany. So my son has 147,000 followers on social media. It's much more than the billboard on the Black Horse Pike.
See, I got to figure out, like, from the store, I didn't realize his son was that popular. Like, what does his son do that he's got 147,000 followers?
It's probably just hot.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess that's why I only have 47 followers. Let's see. An Ohio man will only drink beer during Lent this year. We asked Liv before. She's the only, like, Catholic on the show. And she said, well, what did you say again? Like, you don't necessarily not do things. You just make good choices or something.
No.
Did
sometimes
I get that?
Like, sometimes, like, I'll add something in. Like, I'll do something and that's, like, towards bettering me and bettering my faith and my, like, spirituality and my relationship with God, rather than just giving up something.
But what is that?
But do you give up anything,
doing?
Though? I mean, you're not giving up anything?
No, I'm not giving up
then
anything.
Then what are you adding in?
I'm praying a rosary once a week, and I'm going out of my way to do one good deed for someone around me every day.
All right, what have you done so far?
I've paid for someone's coffee at Speedway.
That's nice.
I have held the door open for like 15 people at LA Fitness.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
That's kind of your job right there.
No, I wasn't working. I was just there working
out. Oh, she just was a regular
person.
Trying
to think of some of the other things I've done. I don't know. I can't think of.
Well, I just want to make sure. I mean, you got three people right here you can start giving some services for.
You can rub my feet.
Yep. I don't know about that.
you don't have to buy me a coffee. You could fill mine up. Just saying, if you want to keep the tradition going. That's cool. Well, this guy is doing something, I don't know, a little different, Liv. For 46 days, this man will only drink beer and will not have solid food until Easter.
Wow. Yeah, there's no way he's going to be able to do that.
Well, he's saying he's doing this for a challenge to himself after learning that monks did this in the 1600s.
They did?
Well, I think it's probably fasting. So fasting is a very big tradition in like the Catholic faith, especially during Lent, because Jesus fasted for 40 days.
Yeah, if you're only drinking water.
Well, beer. And I'm guessing monks probably did it because monks make beer. So like way, I mean, obviously today, yes, now we know that that's not healthy. You should be drinking water instead of beer, but you are probably getting some at least nutrients and calories.
I don't think that's going to be enough.
The beer.
He's going to get sick.
Well, he's going to have water probably, too. That's it. He'll have water and beer.
Well, water and beer. So he's adding in water. So but I'm guessing because like, I mean, I guess the calories and some nutrients that come from beer, but I'm guessing why the monks did it is because way back when they're probably fasting all of Lent.
Wow.
And they also do make beer at monasteries.
That's interesting. I mean, my dad drank like every day of his life, so he must have been a monk or something. he says he's going to document his progress on social media and will start drinking water as well as beer, and he's going to check in with his doctor. So as far as the health issue, Alex, he's going to keep in accordance with that. And finally, this happened in Houston. A cow escaped the stands at the rodeo Houston at the Houston Rodeo. Yeah, the moment was kind of video. We'll put this up on the Need to Know News blog. But yeah, the cows is doing his thing, and it's like. It went through a row of chairs, calmly walking in one direction. A volunteer tried to cut the animal off. Well, of course, the animal went the other way.
Yeah.
And more volunteers tried to corner the cow, which began going down the aisle of stairs towards the arena floor. And that's where the rest of the livestock were. But I'm like, how does a cow just get out and nobody notices at first? It's just like, you know, like where you're backstage at a concert, like you just try to like blend in. The cow's like, good to see you. I'm just over here.
That is incredible.
Sneaky cow.
Yeah, which is like impossible to be. Yeah, check out that video. It's really cute. Online at joeandalexshow.com. That's Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now.